KJAN Sports.
It's time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Olivia Engler was nearly perfect. Only a bat-handle bloop single that didn't even reach the outfield grass stood between Engler and a perfect game last night as Atlantic beat MOC Floyd Valley 5-0 to win the Class 3A Region 2 final. Atlantic coach Terry Hinsman said he could see early on that his starting pitcher was locked in.
Yeah, she was zoned in, wasn't she? I mean, I knew that from the bullpen. She was just locked in. And, you know, MOC Floyd Valley is a pretty good hitting team. They got some good hitters, especially in the middle part of the order. And she shut them down with the movement pitches that she had, which were very, very good. But then we've come to expect that all season long. You know, she's pitched well, had a large number of strikeouts and those kinds of things the entire time. And she came through for us again tonight.
Engler struck out 9 and only faced one batter over the minimum to lead Atlantic to a 33-5 record in their first state tourney berth since 2018. The defense was solid behind Engler as well, making a number of good plays. Engler said she was well aware in the sixth inning that she was working on something special.
Yeah, definitely. I just kind of had a feeling that whatever I did, my defense would back me up, and that's a good feeling to have. I'm not a defensive specialist, but I just tried to do what I could. My team, though, they're really good at defense, so they made some awesome plays. They backed me up really well, and I can attribute my one hitter to them.
Offensively, Melina Woodward got things started by belting a first-inning home run to give Atlantic the only run they would need on the night, as she talks about her focus at the plate.
I guess the adrenaline just kind of helped me at that at-bat. All day I was just a little nervous for this game, but once I got up to the plate, I just kind of shut that out and really focused on just squaring the ball up, not popping up, or, you know, really not hitting grounders, just getting a little lift on it, hit line drives.
Well, it worked. They also added single runs in the second, fourth, fifth, and sixth innings. Woodward also doubled and scored in the fifth inning. Jada Jensen doubled twice, driving in a run and scoring once. Lauren Nicholas had two hits, including an RBI double and also scored a run. Kennedy Gergen doubled and scored for Atlantic as well. Katie Hoekstra had that only hit for the Dutch, that sixth inning bloop single. Carlin Smith took the loss for the Dutch, allowing all 5 runs, 4 of those earned with 8 hits. MOC Floyd Valley ends their season with a 17-15 record, and for Atlantic, they advance to state. Let's take a look at some other scores from last night. In addition to Atlantic winning last night in 3A Region 2, Clark defeated Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont 11-4 in Class 3A Region 3. In Class 2A play last night, Underwood advances to state with a 4-2 win over West Monona, winning the Region 2 title. Earlham defeated I-35 in 12 innings, 7-4 in Region 3. In Class 1A, a tough one for Exira EHK. They had a few opportunities, but it was Newell Fonda winning the Region 2 title, a 1-0 victory over Exira EHK last night. In Region 3, Wayne defeated Lennox 9-1, and in Region 4, Southeast Warren beat Martinsdale St. Mary's 4-1. Those Class 3A state softball pairings have been put together now. Davenport Assumption will be the number one seed heading into the girls' state softball tournament in 3A, and they'll face off against 8th-seeded Clark in a first-round game on Monday night. Atlantic will play Monday night as well, as Atlantic picks up the 4th seed. So they're in the top half of the bracket opposite the number one seed. They'll come in at 33-5 on the year, and they'll face the 5th-seeded team, Anamosa, who is 32-9, and that'll be at 7:30 p.m. on Monday, July 19th on the Iowa Central Field at Harlan Rogers Park. We'll have that game for you here on the radio. The other first-round 3A games, number 2 seed Mount Vernon playing Estherville Lincoln Central and number 3 seed Williamsburg facing West Liberty. Those games will be played on Tuesday in Fort Dodge. Class 4A and 5A regional softball semifinals are set now for tonight in girls softball. In Class 4A and Region 2, those were last night's games. Here are the finals in Class 2A Region 2. 4A Region 2. Winterset beat Creston 5-2. Also, Harlan, a 4-3 winner over Denison Schleswig. In Class 4A Region 3, ADM beat Carroll 7-0. Bondurant Farrar 4-0 over Newton. In Class 5A play in Region 1, Fort Dodge beat Sioux City North 12-0. Sioux City East over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 12-2. In Region 2, it was Johnston over Abe Lincoln 12-0. Southeast Polk beating Ames 11-1. Now let's take a look at high school baseball play from last night and district quarterfinal round play in Class 1A in District 10. It was Southeast Warren over Mormon Trail 7-0. Martinsdale St. Mary's topping Seymour 11-1. Lamoni over Murray 7-0. Mount Air beat Wayne 10-0. In 1A District 12, Colonesco beat Madrid 3-0. Coon Rapids Bayard a 16-1 winner over Glidden-Ralston. Collins Maxwell beat Earlham 2-1. Ogden over Baxter 13-3. In District 13 in Class 1A, it was Bedford over Southwest Valley 7-6. Cam beating Griswold 15-1. Nottoway Valley over Orient Maxburg 10-1. Lennox beat East Union 4-3. In District 14 and 1A, Riverside beat Stanton 8-7. It was St. Albert over Essex 15-0. Exira EHK beating East Mills 5-1. Sydney over Fremont Mills 4-1. In District 15, it was West Harrison 12-2 over Arweva. Tri-Center beat IKM Manning 9-0. Audubon over Woodbine 10-0. Logan Magnolia beat Puyer Valley 9-0. In District 16, Lawton Bronson 10-0 over River Valley. Kingsley Pearson beat Whiting 15-0. Akron Westfield over Westwood 5-2. Woodbury Central beat West Monona 16-4. Also in Class 2A play last night in District 4, it was Southeast Valley over West Central Valley 12-2. ACGC beat South Central Calhoun 11-1. In District 15, Shenandoah a 9-2 winner over AHSTW. Trainer beat Red Oak 6-1. In District 16, Maple Valley over Missouri Valley 6-0. And OABCIG beating East Sac County in 8 innings 11-10. Now, the 1A and 2A baseball district semifinals are scheduled for tonight. And here's a look at the 1A matchups. In District 10, Southeast Warren is at Martinsdale St. Mary's. Lamoni plays at Mount Air. In District 12, Colonesco is at Coon Rapids Bayard. Collins Maxwell is at Ogden. In District 13, Bedford plays at Cam. We'll have that game for you tonight. That'll be our broadcast game here on the radio at 6:50. Pre-game 7 o'clock is the start time on that. Nottoway Valley also is at Lennox in District 13. In District 14, Riverside is at St. Albert. Exira EHK is at Sydney. And in District 15, West Harrison plays at Tri-Center. Audubon is at Logan Magnolia. Also, Class 2A District Semis tonight in District 4 at Van Meter. It'll be ACGC playing Woodward Granger, followed by Southeast Valley versus Van Meter. In District 15 at Underwood tonight, Trainer will play Clarinda in the opener. The second game, Shenandoah versus Underwood. And also at Carroll tonight in District 16, the opening game is OABCIG versus Panorama. And then Kemper Catholic facing Maple Valley in the second contest. Those winners all will advance. Well, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game is set for tonight. It's a 6:30 Central Time out in Denver. Here's a look at the lineups for tonight's game. Shohei Ohtani will not only lead off and then tonight for the American League, but he'll also be the starting pitcher this evening. The rest of the lineup after Ohtani includes Vladimir Guerrero Jr. of Toronto, Xander Bogaerts of Boston at hitting third, Aaron Judge of the Yankees will bat fourth, Rafael Devers of Boston fifth, Marcus Semien of Toronto will bat sixth and play second base, Salvador Perez will catch from Kansas City, and he'll be hitting in the number seven spot. Toronto's Teoscar Hernandez will play left and hit eighth, and Cedric Mullins in center field from Baltimore will play ninth, who will bat ninth. The National League All-Star lineup tonight has shortstop Fernando Tatis Jr. of San Diego leading off with Max Muncy DHing and hitting in the number two spot for the Dodgers. Nolan Arenado of St. Louis will play third and hit third. Freddie Freeman, first baseman from Atlanta, hits fourth. Nick Castellanos will play right field and hit number five. He's from Cincinnati. Jesse Winker of the Reds will play left and hit sixth. JT Realmuto of Philadelphia will catch and hit seventh. Brian Reynolds will play center field for the He's with the Pittsburgh Pirates, and he'll bat eighth. And Adam Frazier of Pittsburgh will play second base and bat in the number nine spot. Max Scherzer will be the starting pitcher for the National League in the game tonight. Iowa State guard Isaiah Brockington likes the potential of his new Cyclone team. Brockington transferred to ISU after averaging just over 12.5 points last season at Penn State. He finished second on the Nittany Lions in scoring. He's one of seven new players who will try to help the Cyclones bounce back from a 2-22 record.
Everybody cares about this place. I feel like that was a big thing, just meeting TJ and knowing that he had been an assistant coach here already. So it's not like, you know, obviously it's his job, you know, to come here and win, but like he came back here to, you know, restore this program back to where it has been in years past and everything like that, and he really cares about all the little things like that.
Brockington says with so many new players, chemistry will be important.
Being able to have guys step up and lead is going to be really important, you know, just because from the top down, you know, it can't just be the coaches trying to lead us, trying to correct us, hold us accountable. So we got to do that for each other because, you know, that's what winning teams do.
Even though he's new to the program, Brockington says as a veteran player, he'll need to assume more of a leadership role. That's Check of Sports here this morning. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.